Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA podcast. We are the Dirty South affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl,
Teddy. Yes, loud. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is the podcast where anything and everything will get talked about, discussed, that they pick that song, so on. What's happening?
Talk about everything. What y'all know, little people?
Yeah, man. Feel good. Feel good. Sound like we ain't recording them forever.
I know.
Forever.
In a minute.
I know I fucked up the recording rotation.
Oh shit, on Sunday? Where you hiking at?
I don't know. I'm still trying to find a bamboo forest in Atlanta.
It's a bamboo forest in Atlanta? Shit. I have to get me some hiking boots.
Where was bamboo forest in Atlanta?
I don't know. I hope they ain't lying.
You never know what you
found.
Move
up there past 2 weeks.
Ain't found that.
I mean, I just put in my GPS.
Yeah.
I ain't got
rolled
up there yet, so.
But it come up on GPS?
It came up one time. I think I typed in the right
ball.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah, probably around the pole. Ain't that mean that little motel is just gonna look.
It looks pretty big, though. Maybe like a little bit above Atlanta.
Probably
will. Yeah, it's a little bit above.
Closer to the mountains.
I never heard of shit. You can tell you to find something called bamboo forest.
And I'm assuming it's a forest full of goddamn bamboo trees.
It is.
That might be pretty dope to just hike through on that. Yeah. That might be alright. You want something like that.
Hiking on the sun.
Hey, as always, man, shout out to all the people on Instagram. We'll be following, sharing, showing comments, showing love, and all that type of shit. Shout out to y'all. Quick shout out to my boys at Coast and Air Trey for the birthday. Shout out. Fuck with y'all. Slim and Country. Me and Slim actually share the same birthday.
Old ass nigga.
Yeah, I finally made it, though.
Hell yeah.
Never would have made it.
God damn it, welcome. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, man, today we got a couple topics to talk about. See, let's jump right into it, because go hit them with your...
Let's do it. Women are attracted to money. What y'all think about that? True or false?
Where the money resides. Where the money resides.
I don't know why I felt like you were really waiting on the show to get started for you to say
that part.
I was. Ain't
gonna lie to you.
Ain't gonna lie.
Oh, man. And I love mine in the whizzy up.
Somebody would say, well, duh.
But from a relationship perspective, whether it's dating, whether it's you can say marriage as well, because you got some. Got some gold digger that will get married.
I know. Hey, money. A lot of people are married for money now.
Money matters in a marriage.
It does.
True.
Like, I don't care how much you love a person. If that person ain't
be broke.
Ain't good financially, boy, you just gonna fall out of love real goddamn quick. Real quick.
So does that mean there's no more loyalty?
Loyalty always come in question when money involved.
Shit. For real, though.
You're right. I'm just trying to have conversations. I'm just throwing this shit out here.
Well, stability is a big part of being in a relationship anyway. Like, if you Like, if you're going to be in it with somebody, you want to feel that, okay, if I need the help, then the one person that I know got my back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That would be the ideal, but...
Y'all tell them to a hookah.
No,
She don't talk about hookah.
She'll definitely
tip
over over.
Is that hookah finna take her ass?
Hookah kick her ass.
Anywho.
Quick little side note.
Worry about yourself, okay?
Quick little side note. Oh, man.
Yeah, women are always
going
to be attracted to money. Why wouldn't they, though?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I totally agree. Like I said, I saw it probably like 2-3 days ago. No, I take that back. Yesterday.
Have women been conditioned to only... Well, not, I ain't going to say only care about money. Have they been conditioned to look at the bag first? You know what I'm saying?
I think they have, to a certain extent. What you got over that, Ted? I see you plied.
I mean, that's a fair question, though.
Yeah.
I think they have, because I recently started watching this show, Arranged Marriage, Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in the day, they even sold their daughters to the richest person, whoever paid the most money.
Either
who got money or who got power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like they have.
They condition women to look for the money. But that's a question to ask a group of women, though. That's a question to ask a group of women, though. How important is a man's financial?
We're finna go live with this shit.
That's very important. I mean...
Very important.
Yeah.
Does it rank as one of the most important things over how good of a person he is, or how I'm saying?
I really think it's about your mindset. I really think how good of a mindset he have. I mean, he can always be a hustler. If he know how to go out there and get it, I don't feel like it's no problem.
I'm glad you said it. Cause for me, right, looking at like you grow up and we all know females who ended up going with the hustler or the dope boy, right? Yeah.
Y'all chime in. So do y'all think
when
women
I was younger,
are attracted to
I
money?
I always thought they were just attracted to that bad boy type life. But then you sit back and you get older, you be like, it was the money. It was
always had money.
That's what she was seeing to feel. Cause some people will learn to love a person if they got the right amount of money.
I might not love him.
Some people be like that.
Oh, I'm gonna love him because he got them rags. I'm gonna figure that out.
You brought up something earlier before we started recording. If women are attracted to the money, what are men attracted to?
If women are attracted to money, we know this, we see this, it's out there. Like from years back in the day, all the way up until now, we know women are attracted to money.
Exactly.
But what are men are attracted to?
I tell you exactly what men are attracted to.
He think he know what men are attracted to.
Before they see. That's exactly what they attracted to. They attracted to what they
see. You can see a man, you can see a woman, you like, what the hell you seeing her? And I feel like it gotta be support.
So you just gonna go straight to the
support.
Money. Support.
I bet you that nigga cheating with something he done seen.
Oh man. That's crazy.
They attract me. Look, as a man, right? When a single man sees a woman at a bar or wherever the hell the young people go do their thing at now.
Yeah.
Wherever they see somebody at, right? He looking at her and he ain't thinking. Damn, I bet that bitch got some good credit. He ain't thinking that.
Yeah, you right about that.
He ain't thinking that. He's looking at her curves, her height. She might have a little junk in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
He analyzing everything physical first. as to where women, y'all can go to the bar, right? And I grew up with a bunch of female cousins. I done seen shit firsthand. But they can sit there and spot who the baller at without even being in there, guy, a cool 5-10 minutes. So y'all ain't really looking at how he looks. You looking at it, but you be like, that nigga might not be bad looking, but damn, he just bought out the bar for everybody. You know what I'm saying? As the world, we looking at it, man, she could have a house that ain't got no front door, couple windows missing, but man, she bad. You know what I'm saying? That's how, that what men attracted to. That's the first thing man sees.
So for the men, you say it's the physical attraction.
100%. He learned everything else about her, but he was attracted to what she looked like for her.
That's what draws the man in.
Next to him. Tell you, bro.
I can say somewhat for me.
Why somewhat?
Because, like I said, I see some men that find as fuck, and then you look at their partner, and I be like, take that at the gym. You see something about them, I'm like, I know that ain't your girlfriend. I know.
He might just. That's why he at the gym with a car.
They're trying to get it right.
Yeah, he sees something. He like, I wonder how this
diamond in the rough. Yeah.
He sees
diamond in the rough.
He still is in the way he sees. He still sees it. He still sees it. He sees it.
Oh shit!
He got a
he got a point.
He see
it takes a special breed to be able to just see it. Some people see it though. Yeah. I done seen that before. I done seen that. You just be like, nah, he gotta do this work.
Right. Yeah,
but some they see it. I can party in the gym.
I actually dated somebody like that. And it was nah, but to be honest, it was the caringness. I never seen no shit like that. Never got no shit like that. So it was really the personality that
that's what I feel like.
But I will say in the
beginning,
I will say in the beginning, it was the physical appearance.
First thing man think. That's just how I heard somebody on Instagram. You know how they be showing like clips of these different podcasts, group of women, group of men. You know what I'm saying? So they were asking one dude, and one dude he show up on a bunch of clips on Instagram. But they were asking him the difference between men and women. And he was just like, women are they're attracted to what they hear.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, hustle.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. And he was like, men are attracted to what they see. But when he said what they hear, it took me a minute because I was like, what you mean? And they went on in the conversation. He was just like, look, a dude sit down with a woman that he just met on a blind date. He can talk his way into her life right then because like, she interested in making a connection as to what he looking at like. He deciding right then and there, oh man, she beautiful, seems smart, seems like she got stuff going on, run the right game. You pretty much, I ain't gonna say you in there, but that the first way to get in with a woman, you know what I'm saying?
I guess.
You gotta make her interesting. You gotta make her interesting.
I'm like, when the action comes?
You gotta make her interested in you. Cause if you don't talk to her, how she gonna unless she just like
tell me anything, I gotta see it too.
Okay. You see something.
But,
I'm trying to see something.
But when you first meet somebody though, you know, all you can do is get to know that person.
It like, is true.
Like, you can only talk. I mean, unless you meet somebody and they just you be like, hey, baby, my name is Chad. I'm living on the fifth floor. What you want to do? Feel me. If you be like straight up blunt like that, you know where he back. Did.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so shit. Men are, we check what we see. Women, though. that money. That dollar sign goes, like, we, men, we'll date a broke chick. We will.
That is true, especially if she fine.
See, dudes will date a broke chick.
That is true.
Chick ain't gonna date no broke
chick. Hell no, nah, ain't gotta have some
that
money.
That damn near caught on sin right now. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it. Do not.
Look, that on the nose.
Like, women teach their little girls, though. Hey, don't go for a broke one, though. He can't buy you no ice cream. Leave him alone. Pretty much, yeah.
He can't take you to the ice cream stand, yeah, baby. Leave him alone. He ain't keeping 55 cents.
Now,
in
that
like
shit
that.
Is.
He broke out.
See, that weird to me, though. Because I'm like, well, why it don't go both ways like that?
Facts.
Sometimes it do.
Sometimes you have
sugar mama
like that.
Where
they at?
I don't know.
I think me and my wife both going to have to use one.
Yeah, I know, boy.
I mean, you have sugar mamas who do like to take care of them, like.
Yeah.
And it's usually an older woman.
Yeah. She more like a puma, though. She ain't no cool.
But you gotta be ready for an older woman, though.
By what? That's a mental stage, yeah, right there, yeah, boy. You got to be right on that mental side.
You got
to fuck the physical and all that shit, the emotion, yeah, it's that mental shit. You got to be right. But hey, you can't be fucking with me, Perlane, like that thing. Yeah, that,
You know she gonna watch her little murder mystery at 10, and she gonna go on down bed and get me done call.
That's it. See, you ain't know him by 8:30. Yeah, don't
gotta,
call me.
You gotta be ready for shit. Dude, older than no joke.
Miss May Pearl, them.
But even then, you see, that's the only time I think women don't go for the money. Like when they older.
Kind of got it.
Yeah. Still,
by then,
that's when I think
they mostly looking for like companionship.
Yeah.
They looking for like companionship.
And I still don't understand.
Somebody they can just rock with.
I still don't understand it, though. Like, why you want companionship with somebody 20 years younger?
Like, I mean, to keep them young.
Keep them young. And a lot of times, you'd be surprised what an older person can relate to when it comes to a younger person.
Older men probably going for the 20-year-old.
They going for the younger women.
Once again, it's what they see. It's what they see, bro. Older man, when he get. And we all done seen it now. The dude be 50-something. 60-something, she 22, 23. And what he saw, 60-year-old, I saw a young, a 23-year-old don't look like a 35, 40-year-old. Some do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some do, but you can tell the difference. Like, this body here is still growing. This body right here is fully developed. And that's what a grown woman look like. You know, so she is what he see. Now, older women with younger dudes, like
you
said, that's all about companionship. That's all they just want.
Somebody to kick it with, somebody to hang out. Go out from time to time, do a little song from time to time. That's all it is. Because they ain't going to move in together. They both going to keep their house.
Oh, you ain't moving in with no old lady. She ain't old.
But he will, he or she will go stay for time, you know, for a time frame and then go home.
She had that special pocketbook she told me.
She gonna go stay over there for about a good 2 weeks. Then she gonna go back home about 3-4 days.
Yeah.
Then he may come over there for about a week, week and a half. And that shit just keep going. Till somebody die.
Damn. Damn. She keep the bucket on that nigga.
No, kill the
ball. Left that nigga. She left that nigga that old dog out there in the driveway.
The mill
she left that nigga dogs in the driveway. That's how they do.
I mean,
she gotta leave, she gotta leave the house of the family. Now they beefing.
That don't think he's supposed to get
there.
Out,
bro. That shit be playing out.
So he stayed out
there. Yeah, he would have when she died. So he feel like high heel. The family telling him, hell no, now that my mama high.
Willie Tall, you can't get this shit.
That shit play out like that every time. It happens over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
That's how it goes.
Yeah, man, women do love the money. But like I said,
it is what it is.
Hey, you like it? I love it. I'm not gonna bullshit. I'd rather my daughters look at it like that. Because ain't nobody gonna do shit for you but you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Now, that's a fact.
Yep.
We only do so much as family and parents and shit, right? But shit, the only person when you get out there and live they can look out for you truly is you. You can trust people, but man, they ain't gonna care for you the way you're supposed to care for yourself. So yeah, I always look at shit like that. Nigga can't
this kind of sleep got upset real quick, dude. <Yeah. laughs> Caught a quick little attitude, just.
You have to look at shit like that, bro.
You like Shirley. Shirley said,
"Don't
take him home
unless
he got some money."
You feel me? Cause I don't want my daughter to end up with no dude. She just got paid for every goddamn thing. Like, at least y'all doing it together, yeah. And you struggling. I can respect that because facts. Y'all doing it together.
I can help both of y'all.
You feel?
Yeah. I'd be more willing to help because both of y'all out here doing it, trying to do it together, trying to get it right.
My daughter,
I'd be more inclined to help you.
I'll be quick, be like, come on, take a ride with me. We feel we'll find you a nigga with some money.
They pulled straight off from this nigga. Nah, fuck this nigga. Yeah, we finna got. we finna go cross town.
So, let me ask you this. So, would you rather have an arranged marriage for your daughter? Or would you rather have her find her
home?
No. I'd rather her find her home.
So you can put the right man in front of her?
No.
Or you would rather for her?
I would rather her choose. But if it was like a culture thing where we had to do it, I would let me pick some men and get to know them, spend some time with them, get to know them. Really, like, give me I need a good 90 days because I need to see your personality come out. Because, you know, them first few weeks, you're going to be putting on. You ain't going to give me your real you.
Yeah.
So I need to see you in your natural element. And it's going to be some times where you and your natural element, but I'm not around you. Mm-hmm. But I'm around you because the shit being recorded. So I want to see what type of person you really are.
Nah, fuck this shit. This could be the next nigga that be piping your dog down. Cause I don't want
to
have nothing to do with picking it.
I mean, at the end of the day, your daughter going to get piped down.
I'd rather it be on her own.
You happy when your son piping somebody's daughter down.
I
don't want to
be sitting here thinking, pick him. No,
but I can't say, me watching that show, I was thinking, like, I wish our culture was more like that. I can't say the people, the women.
Originally, our culture is like that.
But I'm just, like,
because we so brainwashed to what the European culture does.
I'm talking about like today. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're supposed to be doing that right now.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be giving away to another family.
And a lot of people don't understand this is like 12, 13.
And how you build kingdoms.
It's 18, 19. For real? Yeah, exactly.
How you build kingdoms.
Because the women are older. I can't say the women are in their 30s. And they telling like the matchmaker what they want. She checking them off the list, and when I say she bringing like six men to her or whatnot, and she just going through them, and she'll pick through them, and she don't like them, they'll date, and they break up, and then she'll go on to the next.
It's a long process.
It really ain't. It's not going to go down. You do it at your own pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm saying, like, if you date, you may date for 2-3 years.
I don't think I think the longest they date is like 6 months.
Okay. Well, see, if it like that, then yeah. If it like that, then yeah. I can see it.
See, see, good amount of time to learn a lot.
Learn somebody. Because you got to think, them, like I said, them first 90 days, it's going to be, like you ain't going
to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't going to be genuine.
Yeah.
You may get some genuine parts. You may get a genuine day. But it ain't going to be until closer to that 90 day, after 90 day, 120, something like that, when you really just,
I know,
okay,
I
now
you
I see.
Find the one when they pay gas in front of you.
Yeah.
Nah.
One. Yeah. You're home.
Don't add me there.
You're home.
My client,
if you're sitting there and they couldn't wait
one
while.
Ride.
What is that?
You the one. Girl. They want to see you the one, girl. You the one, girl.
I said 5 hours.
When my client asked me how far in front of me.
Yeah. I do. I party
in front of anybody.
Because. Said I ain't find
them
bitches off.
You supposed to hold that shit in,
bro.
Hell no. No, I ain't holding
that
in.
Hell no.
Because the way my stomach set up, I ain't going to be in pain to sacrifice what you smell. Like, I'm not about to do that.
I just said the way my stomach set up. I make a deposit. I gotta let the withdrawal.
Oh, but okay. Shit.
I'm so
fuck around. Yeah, I let one ride on Amigos at work all day. So I hope they don't come around any louder, though.
Look, when you come, ooh, little, ooh. When you come, little, do that around your spouse. That's the
man, shout out to my queen, man. First time my wife fought around me, she was asleep. And then laughed about it, though. Yeah, I'm asleep. Nah, that shit ain't funny. That shit was right on my thigh, like, thigh went to get hot and shit.
That conversation took a real name. It took a turn.
Y'all know how I am.
That ain't true.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, let it be known.
Man,
let it be known.
Man,
take the wheel, fire one off.
I will. I want a treadmill. I don't care.
Y'all
might
I want
about to get off.
No, she relates to us. We get it.
Move. Get the hell
on. Right. All this pain, walk your ass over there and get away from me.
Man, this shit made me. I don't care.
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, I was a kid in school.
Oh, boy.
You know how people try to fart in class when they. Nah, not me. I'm the kid. If it got to come, it don't come. Either way, you either gonna let me go to the bathroom or I'm finna cut cheese, brother. Come more time when I had to go to the bathroom in school, I had to go to the bathroom with just being polite. I got to pay a gas, man. I ain't trying to
let this shit out. Come on, back in
here. You won't hold me in here.
At least let me stand outside the door or something.
I'm going to shoot shots.
I was the fall day. Everybody was like, who did that?
Damn. I tell you.
It's rough out here in these streets. See how you're rough in these streets with it.
But.
Damn, who was that?
Teddy?
Oh, I don't know.
Who was
that? I be wondering. My bad, y'all.
That topic went so off the rail. We started talking about women like hey, women. We
welcome to the DSA podcast. Hey, goddammit. Well, any and everything will get talked about.
But I think we come to the conclusion. Women like women. And they will fall.
And they will fall.
We can we come to that conclusion.
Oh shit! I'm not gonna say no. Oh, but this show
find you a woman.
This episode needed an audience.
Find you a woman who likes money and passing.
This episode right here needed an audience, bro. Motherfucker be rolling like here
okay.
In the background.
Second topic.
Let's do it.
Okay. On Instagram.
Oh shit.
So it's a post. Guy put up a post. I don't know. I guess he was going live and you know how they recapture it and put it up, right? So he the thing said, pay $500 in child support, but the baby mama asking for another pair of shoes for the child. His wife says, "Hell no! You pay $500 a month."
His wife.
I mean, his wife.
His wife.
and telling him you pay $500 a month in child support, you ain't giving another damn dime. Ooh. I got audio. Here we go.
Hold on.
Let me do that right. I'm going to have two audio playing at the same time.
Time in my marriage, and the shit getting old, it getting very old and frustrating.
You keep on telling your marriage, what are you doing? Why are you not, what's going on?
I'm recording, man.
I ain't a reporter because you ain't dropping that shit. I don't give a damn about no Facebook, no YouTube, or nothing. No, no, no.
He's just trying to play the game. That's what he look like he doing.
You can drop it. I'm going to put your business out there. You pay $500 a month in child support. It ain't nobody been doing no extra. No shoes, no clothes, no toys, no nothing. Fuck all that. I don't give a damn. No, she can get the shoes out of child support money. She get the shoes out of child support money. That's what you pay child support for. The court ordered child support. You ain't got to do shit else. And she ain't get the nothing else. She should have never took the fucking child support out if she needed more money. Why shouldn't I feel like that? I don't fuck that child. Fuck you too.
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah, so yeah, the video go on a little bit long, but it's basically an argument between husband and wife. She don't want him to give extra money for shoes because he paid $500 a month in child support. Who right? Who wrong? Is it a right or is it a wrong?
I don't even know.
That was a heavy one.
But the deep thought phase with it, like she finna come with some.
I thought she had one.
Your thought.
Oh, me no.
I thought she had one in
her. I mean,
it's a
I get what she's
though.
Saying when she paying, he paying $500. Yeah, the money should go toward the kids. But I mean, like he said, why not? It's my child. It is. If he want, it sounds like he want to do it.
It sounds like he want to do it.
My thing is, why the hell did he tell her that he was going to do it?
Because you're married.
Or they might have a joint account or some shit.
Yeah.
She might be able to see what come out of the account. You know what I'm saying?
Because the way she raised the hell.
She
blocked. I think, for me, the only wrong was fuck them kids.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck you too.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Can't leave the end part out here. They will fuck the kids.
And fuck
and
them too.
And fuck you too.
Damn.
That's like a man, double
you
like,
my,
damn.
You my wife. Like,
she ain't
shit.
Having
it. She ain't having that shit. I mean, you getting child support. That's what the
she
money is for.
She got a valid point, though.
The money
she
is
know.
For the child. You getting $500. There's no way you shouldn't be able to get another pair of shoes. Like, what are you doing with the money?
Cause other I mean, than, I ain't other saying she's buying, wrong. I'm just saying.
Okay, so let me ask you
like,
this.
Like, who would, like, because you put that question out, and I guarantee you that a crowd of people go both ways.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Some would be like, nah,
well, let me ask you this.
You should be able to do whatever you want. And then some people be like, nah, she right, though.
Yeah.
That's why he give. It's called child support. That money's supposed to support their child and whatever it is you feel that they need. So if they need some new shoes, when that $500 came, you should have went and got
some more
shoes. So I'm like,
so that was gonna be my question. What do you feel? What does child support supposed to go towards? Or what do you feel it's supposed to go to? Cause you know you got some. I mean, let's just keep it a buck. You know you got females who ain't gonna use it for that.
Would you ask them what I think it should go? I mean, it should go toward whatever your child needs.
Right.
I was a child who was a little single parent, so I knew I got to see exactly. My mom was real transparent with me when she got child support. She wasn't like, I got some money. Now. She was real upfront with what we finna go do. You know what I'm saying? All right, check this out. You got child support check. Look, take you shopping. Let you pick out a couple things. I'm gonna pick you out a couple things. Go to the grocery store. And then we're gonna stop and get something to eat for the night. Like, that was a routine. So I like, I knew when those checks were coming. Cause she, hey, you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Now
you see, I feel like it should be like that.
Yeah.
It ain't like that no more.
Parents should be transparent with their child with what they get.
It ain't like that no more. Parents now get a child support check. And it ain't everybody. But a lot of them get it and go a little overboard.
I say it's how they're spending it. It's a majority.
Because they could be spending it on the child. They just doing too much spending of a certain thing with the money. You feel?
Yeah. I feel like some of them keep it for themselves. They spend all their
money. Yeah, I know some motherfuckers that got some child support shit and they went straight to the house loan.
Yeah.
We got some bread. You know what I'm saying? So, it happens. And then that's a whole other argument, though. Because you be like, what they're going to say with them is like,
well, I don't know, I already spent my money on him, so I'm just taking that money and putting it back. But, no. You both supposed to be supporting the child. So, what you spend from your money on that child is what you spend. And this $500 should go with whatever you spend on that child, should go with that. Not no reimbursement plan.
Like I was just saying, that's a whole other argument.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Because now you open up the argument of, well, should she spend some of that on what she need to have done? You know what I'm saying?
If it's pertaining to food, something medical, yes. But if it's pertaining to your looks.
What about lights, shit?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that the child needs.
Yeah.
While staying
so
over there.
She gonna spend on money.
So like if she take
it, if she gonna get her half year with some of that money.
No.
That ain't
what it's for. Mm-hmm.
If she don't do nothing for the kid.
Especially
what if she did for the child. Kid, she got that little money.
Obviously you
don't.
Obviously you don't if you asking for more money to get some shoes. You ain't doing something. Cause $500, you telling me you can't get no shoes?
$500 like shit,
though. When it's for that child.
Shoes are right now, clothes.
But it's just for that child.
That's what I was just saying. Maybe if they get money like that, they overspend. Because if you only get $500, then maybe you shouldn't go buy your son a
computer.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying? If you know. Cause shit, I was trying to get my son some Jordan with lad drop, and the bitch said $90. I said, man, that nigga five. I'm not feeling. <No. laughs> I'm not spending $90 on 5-year-old. So, like, if you're doing shit like that, then, alright, maybe you need to scale that shit. Feel.
That's what I'm saying. Cause like, what are you doing? Are you
ain't shit no more.
Are you working? How much are you making?
Because $1,000 ain't shit. Because
if you working and making enough to maintain yourself and your bills, that $500 should be put up in an account somewhere just for that child. So you can't tell me you can't buy 2 pair of shoes out of $500 and still have some money.
Nah, well,
that's all.
So what are you? No, that's what I'm saying. What are you doing? Are you working? Are you even trying to do what you need to do to support this child? Or are you just trying to live off the $500 a month?
Then some women have. But you know, it's some women like that, though, dog.
I know.
There's some women who live off of their child support check because they got multiple baby daddies.
I'm here for the great conversation and laughs.
But that clip right there definitely made you laugh because she told that nigga, fuck
you.
She snapped.
Fuck them kids and fuck you too. Like, damn. Is it that serious?
Okay, so you in a relationship. This shit pop off. That part. They get that part right there. Okay, you got a choice, man. Do you stay or do you be like, nah, I gotta find somebody else?
I know, that's
so
weird.
So when motherfucker tell you,
it's
fuck your kids.
It's
so
weird. How they argue, you know they don't have multiple arguments like that.
Fuck your kids.
That's not the very first argument.
They probably go back and forth.
Yeah,
on a regular basis. Because
he say he was getting tired of it.
That's all weird. Fuck my kids. Okay.
I want
to know. And fuck me.
Okay. I know I'm being nosed, but I want to know what the paycheck look like. Yo.
I know.
The nigga take $500 a month. But Uncle Sam, he's going to take about $300-$400. Depending on how much you make.
That's what I'm saying.
See, that nigga paycheck made me hit on the goddamn thing. $500
every month. I feel like you got to be making money.
He could not be making that much, no.
$500.
Like his check could be $2,500. And you taking five of it?
But you gotta think.
What kind of living arrangements do him and his wife have? Like, how stable are they?
Yeah.
Are they struggling? That might be why she pissed off.
Yeah, I feel like.
Like, goddamn, now you already getting $500. Shit, we trying to maintain over here too.
I see she
mad. So, yeah, like you really don't know the whole story behind it. Why she pissed like that? But again,
that's a little story though. Do she have a right to be that pissed though?
Again,
she don't time before you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah.
Or is this a recent thing that just happened? Did he just get child support? But yeah, I saw that on Instagram. That's a sticky situation to be calling. Yeah, I'm paying child support, but she want to get some new shoes. What do you do?
It's just like, if your child want to play like a travel on the travel team, $500 ain't gonna pay for it. So, I mean, should she come out the pocket for all of that, or should she ask him for more money?
No, they should be splitting that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Something like that. That $500 she get.
It should go towards it.
But the whole $500 shouldn't go towards it because he should be splitting it.
But see, that wife and I feel like he should tell him no.
Yeah.
Because of the child support.
Yeah.
And she, because she feel like this
money I'm giving her every month is for living. It's for the eating, the clothing, the shelter. It ain't for the extracurricular activities. So we should both be going 50-50 with that. And in all honesty, I feel like she shouldn't pull from the child support money. She should pull from her pocket just like I'm pulling from mine. And let that child support money be what it's for. The food, the clothes. She may get behind on a bill or something, light bill or something, water bill. It should go towards that. Period. Like, nothing else. It is, bro. But that's just an opinion of mine. I mean, you know.
Damn.
It's just an opinion of mine.
That shit.
I just didn't
have no answer to whether who right or wrong. I just want to know what y'all thought about. Like,
yeah.
I see both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, she's speaking a lot of truth. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, as a father, I feel like, if I want to buy them shoes, as a man though, somebody just telling you, no, you can't.
I'm just gonna rebel anyway.
Then, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
that's gonna make a man.
You know how many times
that's gonna make a man do it?
You know how many times I snuck out my room because my mom said, don't leave that room. Shit, I'm going out.
I don't want to get back in.
Facts.
No. See everything.
I ain't gonna tell on your ass.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Why you got a letter out the window?
Yeah, right there. That's it. I'm done. I can't.
My sneaking out
was literally out the front door until we got on the lawn. When we got the lawn, yeah, sneaking out was over with. I just stayed out.
On the back side of the hive. The backyard.
By the trees.
Dead out there.
By the trees.
Going on about my business. I'm coming in the same
way. Ain't come out the one of the inner pathway. Just. Soon as he come out here, when he in the pathway, just come on out that motherfucker.
So for somebody to say, nah, you can't tell me what I can't do.
Bro, I'm finna show you.
I'm tell you what the fuck I'm doing. Can't. So I see both sides, though. That's a hard one right there.
It is.
I don't think I could be with a woman like that.
Yeah, I don't think I got
my mind. It's a certain way you can talk to somebody.
That conversation could have been handled.
Partly his fault too, because he's sitting there trying to record this shit.
But that camera,
need witness.
That camera ain't nothing but witness.
That camera turned motherfuckers into a monster.
What?
For real. Like, look at all the little white women get caught on camera just acting a damn fool.
Man, speaking of that, one of them did Terrell Owens a Karen. Yeah, called the police on him.
On Terrell Owens?
Yeah.
How did he do?
He was going to his mailbox, apparently.
Oh, black while living.
And I'm assuming he was driving.
Living while black.
And she yelled out something like, you need to slow down or something like that. And, of course, it escalated from there.
I see.
And when he was like, when she said she was going to call the police, you know, he kind of pulled over there kind of to where she was. And, like, okay, I'm going to wait. She said he attacked her.
Then the crazy thing was
when they said it, it was a lady in the background like, no, he didn't. I was sitting in my garage the whole time. He ain't bothered that lady. That shit crazy, bro.
More folks trying to get their way even if they on camera, bro. They still gotta break out crying when it don't go their way.
When they feel stupid.
Screaming and hiding.
I saw the one that was at some kind of bar. And the white lady get upset with the black girl. She don't even know these people. And she just started yelling at the lady. So the man standing in between like, what the fuck wrong with you, lady? And she going in, right? So the lady, they said the bar people said something to the lady. She gonna get her pocketbook. She hugged, you know how they hug $5. And she looked back. And she just, I don't know what, just tried to swing on over or swung on her. So she over a while holding the phone. They caught back and just hit her. Bow! She dropped. She dropped. I said, now she talking about, that. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to tell them you attacked me. But I'm like, go ahead, bitch. I got it on camera. Man, that shit had me crying. I was like, you had to, like, when you started arguing with the lady, you saw her filming you. Like, I don't get it. Karen's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Like, I don't know when we pick up on that trend, but man, I'm glad we picked up on that trend. That shit give me enjoyment.
Right.
To see white women just get put
in that shit be so funny.
I ain't racist, bro. Did that make me racist? I don't think so. That shit bring me pleasure, though, bro. That shit be funny, man.
This one all the way wrong.
God, that shit be
mad. Just mind your business.
How I be, just
you were doing something else.
Lady, you were walking your damn dog.
Why is you worried about me?
Oh, I love them type of videos. If I can just watch, put my feed, just never them videos. Man, my feed be fire.
So we learned tonight that women are attracted to money. Fuck them kids. And I'm gonna stay in your business even though I shouldn't be.
That's pretty much the way it went right there.
Summed it all up, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's good.
That what's going on with that? Damn, we got to get right, ladies.
It ain't. I'm gonna say I don't think it's a bad thing that women like the money.
No, that part is okay. That's how, what they say. That's neither here nor there.
I mean,
that's neither here nor there. So you know,
hell, I like the money too.
Never knew what the fuck that shit meant, but you know, it sounds good when it said that's neither here nor there. So okay, well, what the fuck is it? It's neither here nor there.
So what the fuck is it?
She can't even speak on it.
It's neither here or there. It's over yonder. That way it is. Speaking of going over yonder, going over yonder to the part where we do.
Oh man.
But
in the air, retarded, boy.
Teddy, go ahead and give him your flood.
Oh, you can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_Smoke_Shop. It's on Instagram and Facebook. You can find Body Honey by Teddy at bodyhoney.byteddy on Instagram and Facebook.
You might be fast.
At one point, she's gonna be saying that shit that she's gonna sound like body, 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 body
back spasms, chronic diarrhea, your asshole.
She be fast as hell.
She had everything in it,
bro. Oh, man.
Okay, man. As always, catch us at the DSA Podcast.
It's
on
long.
Instagram. Catch me at Shows Boy 82. Check out the brand page, Brilliant Ignorance. Use the promo code DSA22 to get you 20%. No, don't correct that. 10% off any purchase.
I really think that then.
And we better put the file line up. Check that out.
Man, you already know, man. It's Country Cousin, man. Follow me, IG and TikTok. At your Country Cousin. Been practicing. Shirts getting better.
I like that shirt, though.
Yeah, I got some Yes Loud t-shirts coming, man.
I want one like that one.
I've been.
Like you had on.
Yeah, doing my own damn thing. So, well, yeah, they on the way, man. I just want to do a little more practice.
And then wrong with it.
A little more practice. Got a few more designs I want to get to. But other than that, man, hey, I'm out here in these streets.
TikToking. So let me ask y'all a question, man. All them filters already on TikTok. Like, you had one up. That shit, like, when you pointed up at the sky, like, the planets. All that shit on TikTok.
I used that shit from somebody else. But that shit was fucking dope, though. Like, to see that shit up close like that, like,
yeah, that shit's fucking dope. I got a TikTok. I got a page. I just don't do nothing on it.
But now my next, I tell you one thing though. My next TikTok goal is 30 days do a video.
Every 30 days?
No, 30 days. For the next 30 days.
I told you what you should be doing.
What? Even if it's just bullshit, I just gotta put content out. So for the next 30 days, starting Monday.
So go check out the TikTok page. Right? Go check out the Body Hunter, Body Teddy, Body Yada Yada. Go check out the page.
Not even that.
Hey, make sure y'all get up on them workouts too.
Yeah.
Tell
you
can
do virtual
workouts. Yeah. Damn. Shit, that are real quick. Not no more.
She's over. Mm. That shit is
dead. She sound like the end of that commercial. Not no more. It wasn't working? No. Face to face is better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get people ask to show up for the face to face. Virtual, if you're going to get up, you might as well go.
They're probably logging on late. Some weird shit going on in the background.
Yeah, they were. It was just a lot.
Somebody walking across the back of the screen naked and shit.
Nah.
Well, I'm sorry. This session is over.
Going for the yams.
What?
Nah, you better than me. I've been struggling with the whole getting to the gym at 2:30.
Pushing myself to get back to the 3:30, man. I'm pushing.
I'm gonna push myself get back to the 5.
Man, I can't do that. I'm planning on
going. If I get to the high, I'm good to get to the high after I leave the gym, cause I be tired.
Yeah.
I be wanting to go and go to sleep in a damn parking lot. I ain't gonna bullshit. Crank call up. take me about an hour, then go home. I'm tired, bro, but I've been getting there, trying my best. But if I get to the house and I go to sleep, nah, I ain't getting up to go to the gym. That's just, shit ain't gonna happen.
You should think about going to the gym, just do your 30-minute cardio, go back home, go to sleep, then you go live before you go.
That makes sense. But that
so that's what I'm pushing for, to do tour days. Let the early morning be more of a cardio, and then go to the gym when I get out.
Cause it'd be perfect time for me to do it like after I get up. Cause I usually go to the gym, go home, get a little nap, get up, get the kids school.
Yeah.
But then I still need to get the rest of my sleep in. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that'd be a part right
there. I have to get the rest, cause I said I gotta be up sleep. The rest of that night. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh shit. I'm trying to figure out how to do this.
See, I said I'm gonna start going in early at the job.
I mean,
cause I be wanting to stay late.
Nah, I ain't doing no shit.
But then I'm like, nah, when that time hit, I be ready to go. So I'd rather go in early.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I really go in early.
I go in early because I'm
already here.
Exactly. So I go in. Because when my time
go, then I'm finna go.
By the clock out on that bit like run, boy. I don't even stop. They got the fingerprint shit too. They got to pull up me, and God, I gotta keep the hell on going, goddamn. I keep on going, boy. Get the fuck on. I am gone.
Oh, man.
I ain't fucking.
I come in with the quick scan, pull on. What? You know, you do a complete stop, then it just roll, just roll through it. Man. Oh, man. It's a real dope episode, people.
Hey, man, you
got another time. Oh, let me tell y'all the story after we get off the show, man.
Oh, you can't tell it on the long term, so you ain't do that.
Tell it. I'm telling you, I do get off the show.
Well, if that's the case, bro, y'all know what it is, man. This is DSA Podcast.
Yes, Lord.
We are
out.